there. Yeah, you know, Monday night games, you know, it's the only game on. And everybody knows about Monday night football. I've been watching Monday night football since I was a little tadpole. So it's, you know, it's special for me. And it's going to be special on Monday.
What about seeing Brock? Excited to see him again?
Yeah. It's always exciting whenever you play somebody that you've played so long with. You know, if it was, it'd be the same with Malik. It'd be the same with Danny Trey. It's just, you know, a little bit added sauce, like I said, earlier in the week, that, you know, that's just how it is. You know, you playing one of your brothers, you playing one of the guys that you bled with. So it's just a little bit added sauce. You want to beat those guys when you play them again. Sean, he's developing. He's developing at a pace that, you know, I don't know what's next. You know, I thought, you know, he was just gonna, you know, do this, and he, you know, supersedes everything that I expected of him this year. You know, the 3-sack game, you know, the touchdowns, you know, him being a dominant force in the run, you know, him becoming one of the, you know, premier linebackers in the National Football League. I knew he would get there. I just didn't see him, you know, doing it as fast as he's doing it.
First drives have kind of been your guys' Achilles heel. You've been so good after that. Anything you guys are putting your finger on in terms of why the first drive hadn't gone well?
I don't know. Hopefully we'll be able to get that, you know, figured out this week. You know, touchdowns on the first drive, they kill momentum. You know, they kill momentum for the defense. They kill momentum for the offense. And then you back that up with, you know, a score on our first drive, and then the offense is 3-and-out. You know, we're already starting, you know, behind the ball as far as positioning, you know, as the game started. So we would like to, you know, keep the game, you know, a little bit closer, keep it, you know, right there neck and neck, and, you know, just continue to play the type of Denver Broncos football we've been playing for the last past year now.
Last